Oh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, lady luck?
Britsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game Time Decisions has begun. I am Gabriel Rex and I'm on the grid. Let's do this thing. Shout out to all of our television affiliates, whatever platform you are watching us on. SiriusXM channel 159. Let's roll. Countdown to tip off. It is on the women's final four. LSU, Virginia Tech, Iowa, South Carolina. We've got some great basketball on tap this evening. And I retweeted a story out yesterday about the ticket prices for the women's Final Four and the men's Final Four. And the tickets for the women's Final Four are a lot more expensive. And it's a hell of a lot more to get into the building for the women's Final Four than it is the men's Final Four. Now, we should note, of course, the men's Final Four is taking place in the same stadium where the Houston Texans play. And the women's Final Four is taking place in Dallas in an arena where the Mavericks and Stars play. So it is an arena, but still, nevertheless, the enthusiasm around the women's game in this tournament has never been higher. Women's basketball, WNBA, women's NCAA tournament, the women's college basketball continues to get bigger and bigger and bigger, and it's sort of culminating this weekend. This South Carolina Gamecock team, unbelievable. They haven't lost a game all year, but you speaking about unbelievable, Caitlin Clark. Coach James Young will join us. We'll break down the women's Final Four. Kim Mulkey's got the LSU Tigers into the Final Four, taking on Virginia Tech. And this game, you know, I'm looking at the number here, and how the hell am I not going to take the LSU Tigers? I know Virginia Tech have been good, but I look forward to the coach's take on this. Of course, he was the assistant coach with the Monmouth women's team. LSU 1.5 right now at FanDuel. The total is 133.5. Meanwhile, we've been talking about the total. I did an ESPN radio hit a couple hours ago, ESPN Florida. And we were talking about the Final Four, but I said, hey, guys, you want the best bet of the day today? It's the over in this Iowa Hawkeye and South Carolina Gamecock game. It was 149, 149.5. It's up to 150.5 right now. That's the main event. It's coming up at 9:30. So we got the coach, James Young, going to step up, and then Steve Merrill will break it down with us as the men's Final Four, the improbable Final Four, is set, and I'm starting to get dialed in a little bit right now. I like the first half under. First half under of Florida Atlantic and San Diego State. It's at 60 right now. You're going to need a clean ride in this basketball game. Kids today are better than they used to be at dealing with the cavernous stadiums, all right? It's very awkward. Anybody that's ever played basketball, shot a basketball, you don't need to be an NBA player to know that depth perception is real when it comes to shooting a basketball, right? These stadiums, they've done a better job. They used to have like curtains and grandstands and like weird angles, but a lot of people have a hard time with the high roof. They sort of, you know, you sort of get a feel. I know it sounds crazy, but a lot of people have a hard time with the high roof. And let's be real, San Diego State don't score as it is. So the total is 60 in the first half. They're not going to get to 61. The halftime score of FAU and San Diego State is going to be like 26-23 or something like that. Like, I'm not sure they crack 54, 55. So we're going to break down the men's and women's Final Fours. We got XFL football in less than an hour. Let's do this thing. I am Gabriel Morency. Shout out to all of our AM radio affiliates. We got a full house on the program. Coach James Young's going to bat leadoff in a couple of moments because coach is the man. There's no load management. There's no scheduling conflicts. You tell coach that he needs to be on the floor. Coach is ready to take the shot. So Coach James Young, Steve Merrill, going to step up and join us. We got Joel Madden. We got Mick Ossie. You know, we got a million people on the show. Matoy Pearson coming back today. So we'll break it all down. A lot of picks. Baseball is back. It's a lighter night. I don't know why they do this. You know what I mean? You don't do anything in spring training for like 6 weeks besides freaking play golf. You start the season, then you need a day off. All right? So once we get going, you know, there's no turning back, but it's a lighter night tonight on the diamond. The Mets take on the Marlins. This is a 6:40 Eastern start time. FanDuel right now currently has the Mets minus 112, the Marlins minus 104. The total is 8 in this baseball game. White Sox, Dylan Cease was money last night. Cy Young, candidate for sure this year, Dylan Cease. Tonight they put Lance Lynn on the hill, and I just don't see the Astros losing their first two home games of the season. Christian Javier goes for the Stros. I do like the Stros at minus 152. I actually do like the Mets tonight as well. Colorado Rockies, talk about a parlay buster. There were two parlay busters last night. Right, the Rockies beat San Diego and beat them down and beat them convincingly. And then you have Shohei Ohtani, who throws 10 strikeouts in six innings. We told you the 6.5 was way too low for the strikeout prop, so we nailed that. We had a nice night on the diamond last night. But the Athletics coming back and beating the...
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers. And $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Angels, and then, of course, San Diego getting blasted last night was a big parlay buster. That's why we say if you're going to play these parlays, you better play them at plus money. And, you know, they're not all going to win, but if you lose one, you can win another one at plus money, and it's not that bad. But there's a video right now. Somebody, an Oakland Athletic fan, was talking smack and stuff, and Anthony Rodon, like, grabbed him and took a swing at him after the game. It wasn't a real swing. It was sort of that, you know, hey, I could hit you, but I'm not going to. But I think it was more he tried to knock the hat off the head. But he's got a problem now.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game time decision continues. I am Gabriel Morency. Let's do this thing. I'm excited for the women's game tonight, Iowa and South Carolina, but let's not overlook LSU and Virginia Tech. I also already got my play in on the over at 149 in the South Carolina and the Iowa game, up to 150.5 right now. We've got player props as well. Caitlin Clark over under 27.5 points. 27.5. I can tell you, there's been some great women's college basketball players before. But Caitlin Clark is on another level. You know, if you haven't seen her play, watch this game tonight. You have the best player in the country taking on the best team in the country. Except Iowa can shoot, and she's not the only one that can shoot. Everyone on that team can hit a three. Let's bring in Coach James Young and do this. A lot of basketball to hit NBA, Final Four, men's and women's. Let's roll. It's a hoop extravaganza, Coach. Good to see you. Unlike Cam and Sharapan, you know, it looks like the shades. And then there were two, Coach. You and I were like San Diego State and UConn. And then there were two. That's what's going to be on Monday.
Well, unlike the other two jabronis, we actually show up. I mean, Cam gets a pass. You know, street clothes? I don't want to get him mad. I'm just going to keep quiet.
I want to start hanging out hall passes. Cam doesn't work Fridays now, which That's like something like David Letterman gets away with, or Jay Leno, or something like that. Like, you know, yeah, we tape Monday through Thursday, and then I get a 3-day weekend. But we're in a new world right now. Load management, minutes restrictions, and everything else in between. It's a good thing you and I have big shoulders, Coach.
Mm-hmm. Hey, you know, listen. Someone's got to steer the ship on this network between 6 and 9 p.m. And I mean, it can't be Sherapan. I mean, that guy, you know, he's like the Pope sneezes and he gets like 4 days off. So I don't know what's going on here. Go upset, but that's okay. There's the two, just the two of us.
Hey, we as long as Caitlin Clark's ready to go, that's all that matters for me. Exactly. Hey, the show must go on no matter what.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. All
right. So before we get to that, a lot of hoops you're going to get to here. Let's start off with the LSU game. So Kim Mulkey, I got to be honest, Coach. I know she's a great coach. I wanted to ask you why she's such a good coach, but I don't like how she hung Brittany Griner to dry and never had a simple comment, statement, word, nothing at all. Lost a lot of respect for on that coach, to be honest. I'm just saying, I got to be honest with you, but she's obviously a great coach, man. She rolls into LSU. They bring it on. They're in the Final Four right now. What makes her such a great coach? Why does she win so much?
No different than any other coach. Good players.
And players? She's got us. Yeah, but LSU players. Have been struggling, Coach. I know that Reese is a baller, but still, LSU have been struggling, and then boom, they start winning.
Listen, when you got a girl that can give you 25 and 15 a night, a lot of those struggles go away. But it'll be interesting to see the defense that you get tonight from Kenny Brooks and Virginia Tech, who when they got the one seed, people like, they don't deserve the one seed. When they were going away through the tournament, they were going to lose this game. They're going to lose that game. They kind of remind me a little bit less of you know, FAU. I'm not getting in the way. And this is my man. I don't like Kim Mulkey. I'll come out and openly say it. Give me Virginia Tech on the money line to get to the finals. That's it.
Yeah, they are one of those teams, aren't they, Virginia Tech? And I was watching them, Coach, that, like you said, nobody really, they're not flashy, they're not this, they're not that, they're just effective. Like, and they seem to me, Coach, to be pretty big. Virginia Tech seemed, you know, they've got some big girls on that team. They got some size. But Angel Reese tonight, Coach, 21 and a half points, over under.
I think she gets hers, but, you know, you can't sleep on the bigs of Virginia Tech who have played really well. You've got to remember, folks, the last couple of games in the tournament, LSU kind of didn't look great. They didn't look great against Utah. They didn't look great against Miami. Meanwhile, Kenny Brooks' team has been really playing well as of late. Their run through the ACC. And like I said, they got this big girl, Elizabeth Kitley. She is big. She's 6'6". She's long. She's athletic. She can block shots over 2 blocks a game. Has 2 more blocks per game in 3 out of her 4 years, getting you about 18 points, 10.7 rebounds. They do have some shot making on the floor with Georgia Amu, who gets about 16.3. I just think it's a well-balanced team. Throw out the coaching factor because my man Kenny Brooks and coaches, you know what, off. I think this comes down to which team has been playing better going into the tournament and through the tournament. And for me, that has been the Hokies. That's why I like them tonight.
All right. I'm going to ride you, Coach. I'm going to buy in because, you know, like I said, I watch Virginia Tech play and they rebound well. They're very aggressive. I like their size, as you talk about. Kitley's prop is 16 and a half, Coach. What do you think? Elizabeth Kitley over 16 and a half?
Well, if you look at her, you know, in the last couple of games, you know, she's played relatively well. 25 in the last game, you know, obviously 12, 14. But those games were kind of blowouts, 12, but 20. She's going to have to put up big numbers tonight. I think she can get it done. I do like her prop, which I wait actually like more than that for Kitley, if they have it, is her rebound prop is at 10.5 at minus 104. 12, 8, 14, 14 in the NCAA tournament. She's going to have to keep Reese off the board So I do like Kittley's actually rebounds prop at 10.5 more than I like her points prop tonight.
What about the total of this basketball game?
Well, Virginia Tech can score, and I've gone up against Kenny Brooks' teams in the past, and when he was at when I was at Monmouth, and he obviously at Virginia Tech, they can score 84, 73, 72, 75 in the ACC final against a really good Louisville team. You go back further. So I also think LSU is a team that can play with pace and get up and down. Athletic, really good guard play on both sides of the ball. Obviously, the inside between Kittley and Reese will be dynamic and explosive. Over 133.5. I take the over because I think the game's going to be close, which means free throws. Remember, folks, women's basketball, you can advance the ball the last 2 minutes of regulation. So if it's a close game, advance the ball. They'll have a couple of timeouts left. Give me over 133.5 in a game tonight.
It's in. We're getting this thing in. Let's roll. Over 133.5. I've already bet the over, Coach. I already bet the over of the late game of the Iowa and South Carolina game. So I already got that total in, but I just bet the over this. And I'm going to get in. I'm going to play Kittley over. And I'm going to play Reese over 21.5. Kittley over 16.5, Reese over 21.5, Coach. I like your rebound props there, too.
Yep.
You told me yesterday about Caitlin Clark, about the assist. Are you looking at her assist prop tonight?
I actually am looking at Caitlin Clark's assist prop. It was at 9.5, and it's dropped to 8.5. I like that even more. Caitlin Clark has averaged, I do believe, in all 3 years of college basketball, remember, folks, she's only a junior. She's not even a senior. So, and this is a COVID year. So technically, she's a sophomore. So she can play another.
She can go to the WNBA, though, if she wants to, right? She can leave.
Absolutely. She can absolutely leave. And she is dynamic.
She'd be the number one.
Oh, I have had no luck lately. Wait. Lady luck?
Britsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Pick, right, Coach?
You may go with Aaliyah Boston here with the number one pick. For it. So it'll be interesting to see. But with Caitlin Clark, she is dynamic. We'll talk more about Caitlin Clark after the break. This game is going to be an absolute track.
Can't wait.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game time decision continues. I am Gabriel Morenci, Coach James Young in the house with us. Countdown to tip-off is on. We're going to get into the NBA in a couple of moments. Let's get into the Iowa and the South Carolina game tonight. This is going to be an all-timer, epic stuff. Best player in the country, or I should say one of the best players, all the best players in the country. As Coach just mentioned, Aaliyah Boston, South Carolina haven't lost a basketball game all year. I enjoyed that Maryland game the other day, Coach, and I thought that, listen, man, was it the Terps and Louisville? What was the one the other night when we laid 14? They were laying 14. That was against Louisville.
I think that was the Terps. No. That was against the Terps.
Okay, Maryland beat Louisville, and then, excuse me, that was Maryland. Okay, yeah. So Maryland lost by 11 only. It's come down. Now we're getting 11.5 here against South Carolina. We know Iowa can score, Coach. The least amount of points that they've scored in this tournament is 74. And they've been putting, 97s up and 84s up and all this type of stuff. We know South Carolina can score. You said earlier, track meet. I already put my play in on this, Coach, because I thought the total would go up, and it has. 150.5 right now. I got in at 149 in this game. I think it is going to be a track meet. But what about, let's what about Caitlin Clark, 27.5, 8.5 rebounds? Do we play them both over? Can she do this again like she did the other day?
Listen, if we think the game's going to go over, there's going to be a lot of points scored. To me, the best bet of all of them for Caitlin Clark is the assists. Because I anticipate with people like Cook and these guards from South Carolina that can hound you, I think they're going to get the ball out of Caitlin Clark's hands, especially early. Her assist prop is at 9.5 beginning of the week. It's down to 8.5. She's hit this in 6 out of the last 7 games. Think about this. 12.
17. 12. 12. 8. 12. So the was 8. The least was 8.
So she missed the one she missed by the hook. So, and she spreads the ball around, and this team can score. I think the three things I like the most in the game. I like Aaliyah Boston to go over her points because I think the game gets up and down. That means she's gonna benefit with more touches, more possessions. I think Caitlin Clark goes over her assist prop, and I think the game goes over what even 150.5. I think this game gets into the 160s.
So you're not playing around with you're not going to play around with the side of this game?
No, because I get worried because South Carolina, for a team as good as they are, they don't cover as much as people think. Like, early on in the tournament, they were laying like 30, 40 points.
They're overvalued because they're 36-0, right? People are like, exactly. Oh, they never lose, but it doesn't mean they cover every game.
Right. So, you know, I'm not going to go minus 800 on the money line. You know, I think the points are too much at 11.5. I think the way you do it is you play the over 150.5, and then you go and try and find points props or props here and there. But when you look at this game and you look at, you know, a team like South Carolina, don't get mistaken at the fact that Aaliyah Boston only scores this year, I do believe, it's only 13.2 points per game. People be like, what? And they're hanging her prop at 16.5? Yeah, guys, because she plays 25 minutes a night. She don't even play.
Because they're blowing people out all the time.
They're blowing people out in the late in the game. So to me, if she's going to be involved and she's going to be in the mix, and we think this game is going to have a lot of points, which means Iowa's got to score too, I think Aaliyah Boston goes over a points prop tonight.
It's a good point that you raise, Coach, and she's going to need to bring it tonight. I brought it up. Did you see the story about the women's tickets being more than men?
Not shocked. I mean, I've been to the women's Final Four three times, obviously, when I was coaching at Monmouth. Didn't have it because of the COVID year. But it's a hot ticket. They do a good job with the women's Final Four. They also do the WBCA, which is Women's Basketball Coaches Association Convention.
So how about this?
At the same time. So there should be a lot of tickets.
So for Final Four, all three sessions. So you get the two semifinal games and then the final game. This is the cheapest you can get in to the Final Four for the women. $529.
I can believe it.
So you get three games for $529. Okay. You want to go to all three games for the men?
$357. Yeah. Well, listen, they're also playing it at a football stadium.
It's $57 right now, guys, to get in to the national championship game on Monday. Final Four, all three sessions. That's obviously, these are the cheapest tickets. We can give you the highest prices. Cheapest ticket is $89. You can go to the men's Final Four for $89 and get all three games. You're sitting at level 600, as Coach alluded to. But nevertheless, even though they're playing in an arena, Coach, you've seen the growth of women's basketball. It's not just like, oh, yeah, no, it's pretty good. I said this a couple of years ago, Coach. Women's sports is a business that has been untapped, bro. I said this a couple of years ago. Women are sport fans. Women have money. Women make purchases. Like, you know what I mean? Women are smarter than men. Like, this dismissing, like, half the world of sex type thing is ridiculous. And we're seeing not only is a good basketball, Coach, but women's sports turning into good business as well. Like, this tournament is good business, this March Madness women's tournament. They're killing it, man. The ratings are great. Tickets are high. Women's basketball is just killing it right now, Coach. And the WNBA keeps getting bigger, too.
Well, I think what you have in this Final Four is you have the top coach or the most popular coach in the country in Dawn Staley. You have one of the other most popular coaches in the country and Kim Mulkey. you have the most popular women's basketball player in college basketball. And I would say one of the 5 to 10 most popular women's basketball players in the world right now in Caitlin Clark. You have a consensus player of the year in Aaliyah Boston. Like, you have a first-time black male head
36-0-2 team.
Right, and Kenny Brooks. You have an undefeated team. There's so many storylines.
This is the first time an African-American male coach has been in the Final Four?
I do believe so.
That's crazy.
I'm like going it through my head. I don't think, I think, you know, just the thing of the fact that, you know, Dawn Staley was only the second women's black head coach to win a national championship. Real quick, can you name the first? Carolyn Peck was the first. Purdue University, 1999. So they actually, that four-letter network had a pretty good story about how when Carolyn Peck gave a piece of the net to Dawn Staley to pay it forward, and then Dawn Staley, when she won her first national championship, gave a piece of the net to every black woman head coach in college basketball.
Oh, that's cool.
At that time, as a way of paying it forward. So I'm a big fan of Dawn Staley since the days when she used to be out in Philadelphia and she went to Virginia and crushed it for Coach Debbie Ryan. She is one of the best. She's the best coach in the country right now. Sorry, Gino, you've been passed. No offense. But this should be a fantastic matchup. And I will say this. If Caitlin Clark shoots away, Caitlin Clark can shoot, they could steal it. Now, I don't think it's going to happen. But when you want to talk about a one-woman army, Caitlin Clark is at 41, 31, 22, you know, 26, 30, 22. The girl averages 27.3, 7.3, 8.6. She hasn't had a year where she's averaged under 8 assists a game. She hasn't had a year where she averaged less than 25 points a game. She hasn't had a year where she averaged less than 6.5 rebounds a game. This girl is an absolute star. And I was back there, and I know Sabrina Nescu. I would argue Caitlin Clark is a bigger college basketball star than Sabrina Enescu. And I didn't think I would say that a couple of years ago.
It's too bad Paige is hurt, eh? Paige Beckers this year.
She's
special as well. I call her the female Kevin Durant. That's Paige. She's built, but she's injured like he is too, almost. Hey, she's got like some sort of like, she's thin. I don't know. She's got like a knee issue or something, and she's going to be vulnerable to injuries. It seems
she's had knee issues a couple of times. Paige is, but one thing about her is she's so dynamic as a scorer, Paige Beckers. I'm going to tell you right now, she's not even in a tournament. My favorite player in women's college basketball, Haley Van Lith, the little lefty from Louisville. Oh, that girl can talk her junk, and she can back it up. She's another one. The women's college, it was almost, it's like, when it comes to star power right now between women's and men's basketball, you could argue the women's are more stars. Partially because also they go to school longer. So we get to see them for a number of years.
And even from a marketing standpoint, from Instagram followers, NIL deals, look at the girls on the Miami Hurricanes we were talking about, whatever. They don't score a lot, but right, there is a market there. All right, Coach. So on the other side, we'll hit the NBA. Men's Final Four right now. How do you feel about things? Now that the games are approaching, I like the first half under in that FAU-SDSU game. It's 60. I think it's going to be like 25-24, 26-23 at the half. I don't think they're going to be able to get to 60 in the first half, Coach. Playing in that big football stadium, they're the first ones up. Don't tell me it ain't going to get, like, nerves ain't going to kick in for these two teams either. They're going to be standing there going, what the hell are we doing in the Final Four?
Listen, and these are two teams that play in still small arenas. They're going to feel like they're shooting in an aircraft carrier. Like, that's where they're going to feel like. You know, but under 131 and a half, I love this play. I also like FAU plus. I can't get in front of them, Gabe. I can't do it. FAU plus the points. Two guys I like for the points prop. Darius Trammell over 9.5 points. And then my boy, I'm going to rap. Vlade Dade, we likes to party. He don't cause trouble. He just dunks on everybody. Vlade Golden.
Who Golden?
Ugh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, Lady luck?
Gretzky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Points! Oh, yeah.
Golden.
His game is definitely golden.
And yeah, he can ball. Those quick spin-around dunks.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, countdown to tip-off is on. We broke down the women's Final Four. We'll go over our picks once again before tip-off at 7 o'clock. First up is Virginia Tech and LSU. LSU are minus 1.5 in this game. I already put the bet in on the over, and I put the player props in. I haven't played a side of this game yet. I will be on Iowa, and I will be on the over. As far as the men's Final Four is concerned, Coach, you're saying you just don't want to get in front of FAU. And I get it. I get it. This is an extremely difficult matchup. It's a tough game to bet on. It really is. For me, I think the under in the first half is the play. I can see the game going under the number as a whole as well, although I'm not a fan of betting unders. I prefer first half unders just due to fouls, weird things happen at the end. You know, somebody hits a bunch of threes, a little scoring spurt, and next thing you know, they land at 134 or something like that. But it is a tough game. San Diego State, though, Coach, they were able – the thing is with FAU, let me throw this at you. Like, if you look at San Diego State, I guess you could argue that both Alabama and Creighton were good matchups for them in the sense that Alabama shoots so many threes, right? So Alabama came in shooting 29 threes a game. San Diego State only give up 6.4 threes a game, which is amazing in today's day and age. And they held Alabama. Alabama went 3 of 27 from the field. And then you got Creighton, who bombed away. Creighton took 17 threes. They only hit two of them. And that's not a coincidence. Clearly, San Diego State are terrorizing teams and making them miss shots. But FAU don't just rely on the three, Coach. They're not scared to go into the paint and pound it inside. That's the thing that impresses me about FAU. They're very chameleon-like, Coach. You know what I mean? Like, they don't have, like, one style. You know what I mean? If it turns into a slugfest, they can play a slugfest. If they turn into a street ball game like K-State did, hey, we'll beat you at a street ball game. I'm very impressed with how FAU can play different styles of basketball.
Yeah, I am too. I think FAU can run it. They can walk it. They're top 30 or 40, I do believe, in offensive and defensive efficiency. They can shoot it from three and go inside the body. They're secretly good defensively. And I think – the one thing I also like about FAU is because they have seven guys that can get you 7.5 points or more, Gabe, I just feel like they just have to have a couple of these guys be on. And it could be, there was times it's been Martin, it's been Golden. You know, John L. Davis didn't really score the ball a ton. He assisted and he rebounded the ball. You know, Greenleaf, before he even got in foul trouble in the Elite Eight, he was hitting jumpers. Like, they just got a bunch of dudes, right? They got a bunch of dudes, guards, that are interchangeable offensively and defensively, and they got the big boy in the middle. As long as, to me, if Golden stays out of foul trouble and can be effective inside, I actually think, I don't know, maybe I'm nuts. I think they're going to win. Here's what I'm doing, and maybe I'm crazy. I'm taking UConn on the money line in one side, and I'm taking FAU to win it all.
Whoa.
I don't know what it is. I got this feeling that they're going to win it. I don't, like, I keep got, like, saying to myself, like, I try to talk myself out of it. And every time I wake up, I'm like, you know, everything in
it's 9-1, Coach. It's 9-1. F it. So that's the exact final. Florida Atlantic to beat UConn at FanDuel right now is 9-1.
I mean, it to me, it's worth a very small play because I just look at this team of what, if you think about it, This has been the most unpredictable NCAA tournament we can remember, right? No one seeds make it to the Elite Eight. Upsets all over the place. And a team from Boca returns in the Final Four, right? Why not have them win it? I mean, anything's possible at this point. And I do think they have the players that can do it, and they have the style of play with the guards that are tough to match up with. I think that's play. I also think, you know, even though I'm taking the money line, I am a little concerned that it's too many points in the UConn game versus Miami. Miami, will, if this game gets out of hand early when, like, they're not scoring, I think Jim Larrañaga goes right back to what he did on Texas. What is speed the game up, just drive it down their throats, force the referees to call fouls. And remember, folks, Andre Hawkins did not practice today for UConn. He has a non-COVID illness. They think he's going to be ready to go tomorrow. As far as I know, his points prop hasn't moved at 16.5. I may take the under on Hawkins. I think he may not be healthy by game time, and they will lean more in Sonogo inside.
I always love the late rumors. He sneezed, not feeling well. His lunch didn't go down properly. He'll be fine. Thank God it's non-COVID, right, at this point. Look, Buddy Hield was out for COVID the other day. Like, can you imagine that? Like, now, after all this, you'd be like, out with COVID. Okay, so let's get into the NBA, Coach. NBA basketball this evening, first game up in the rotation of FanDuel. Oklahoma City -6 in Indianapolis against the Pacers. I wanted to take the Thunder tonight. Big game for the Thunder. SGA is back. Numbers up to 6 here. Totals 242.5, but this number is just a little bit high for me, Coach. What's your take on the game?
It's been it was 236.5 when I won the earliest afternoon. It was 242.5 when I went on with Pharrell. Now it's 242.5, and this is 2 hours later. They're telling you at track meet, I can't get in front of 242.5. 240.5 was where I was stopping. I think you play this game live. Hope that it's a slow start and you jump in. If that thing drops at all below 240, jump in. I think it gets to 240. I'm just really concerned about the last couple points. But the game will go up and down tonight, especially with SGA back in there.
Toronto Raptors are in Philadelphia this evening, and this number keeps coming down. Yet Harden, Maxey, Melton, Tucker, and Embiid are the Sixers starting lineup this evening. Harden, Maxey, Melton, Tucker, Embiid. So no Harris. The Toronto Raptors have not released. Have released their lineup. I've just done it. Raptors, Van Fleet, Barnes, Anunoby, Siakam, and Poeltl. It's down to 4 right now. It's 5.5 overnight, Coach. What's up with this?
5.5 overnight. A lot of money's coming in the way.
People always like the Raptors.
including you. I think I like Philadelphia.
They're a bad road team. They're a bad road team, the Raptors. They're 12-24 on the road.
I really like the Sixers minus a point.
Let me just say, Coach,
down to 4.5.
Let me just say, Coach, the Raptors do play the Sixers tough, and not just tough. They're 4-2 against the spread the last 6 times against the Sixers. They don't like each other. Like, it's going to be a chippy. And Embiid's always claiming that they're trying to hurt him.
Well, I think what you have is you have a team that's going to be aggressive, and
exactly. He says, "Oh, they'll never win a title because that's what he said last time." After he goes, "They'll never win." He goes, "They can't win the way they play now." He goes, "All they really care about is like getting in your face and shutting you down." It was funny. He said they're kind of, you know. He goes, "I used to respect them, but now they're kind of borderline dirty." And stuff. They're not really dirty. OG will get in your face, and so will Barnes, though, right? Like, Embiid doesn't like that, though. That's why the Raptors match up well with them, because they know that Embiid is kind of, I'm not going to use the word soft, Coach, thin-skinned. You know, like, he's not soft, but you know what I'm saying? If he's complaining after about how they're playing too rough, what the hell do you think the Raptors are going to do now? Right? Like, they're going to know. They're like, yeah, listen, he really doesn't like it when you really just sort of grab him and trip him and stuff. So, they were talking the talk, Coach, this week. The Raptors have been off all week. They've been talking the talk about we're going to end strong on the road. We know how it is.
But I wanted to throw this at you too. There was a rumor, and I always tell you, nobody in the media knows anything about the Raptors. But I actually do buy into this one, and it came out of, it was a Toronto guy that's been around the team for a long time. I don't like the guy, but he has been around the team a long time. About Nick Nurse and the Houston Rockets, which I actually would believe. I know, Coach, from inside, I don't know everything that happens in the Raptors room, but I do know this, and I do have some stuff. The relationship is kind of getting, it's a problem. You and I talked about it. They're tuning Nurse out on the team. They think Nurse is an egomaniac. Nurse doesn't think the Rods, you know what I mean? Masai and Nurse aren't, like, Masai is more on the side of the players than he is Nurse. You know what I mean? He ain't running the players out. And let's be real. How many coaches do press conferences with their own brand hat after games, Coach? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, we all see it, bro. And who's his agent? Maverick, Clutch Sports, right? Like, let's be real. He's not going to be the future coach of the Raptors, Nick Nurse. I think that Masai wants a different angle and everything, but nevertheless, let's see how they close out. You say the Sixers. You love the Sixers tonight, though, huh?
I like the Sixers. Just a couple of key injuries so we know. No Tobias Harris for Philadelphia tonight, yep. and no Gary Trent tonight for the Raptors. So those kind of offset each other in regards to scoring guys. But give me the Sixers minus the 4.5 points. I actually do think the game will go over as well. I think there'll be more points than we think. But I think it'll be an exciting game. But I do think a game goes over and the Sixers win probably by about, like it says there, about 8 to 10 points.
The computer always hates the Raptors. It's a Toronto bias. It's biased. I think the Raptors will play well. This is what the Raptors do on the road. They'll play well for 44 minutes, and in the last 4 or 5 minutes of the game, the other team goes on like a 6-0 run, and it's like game over. It's very frustrating. It's not like they don't get smoked on the road, the Raptors. They're right there. I don't know. And to me, if you can't win on the road, you're gutless. And it just bothers me that they've turned into this, oh, yeah, we win every game at home. They're like 26-14 at home and 12-24 on the road. It's disgraceful. But nevertheless, Coach, the Charlotte Hornets don't have anybody play, but P.J. Washington is lighting it up. We got to get in on some P.J. Washington money props, bro. Got to get in on that. But the Hornets are 4-1 in their last 5 games. They're winning games with this scrub lineup, Coach. They beat the Mavericks twice. They went into Oklahoma City the other night. They're bouncing and, like, knocking teams off that need playoff wins to get into the playoff type of deal. They're playing spoiler, and they're having fun. How the hell can you lay 11.5 points with the Chicago Bulls tonight?
I ain't laying no 11.5 for the Chicago Bulls. Are you?
I'm not. No, I'm taking the Hornets.
No, hey, listen, man. I don't blame you. I think there's going to be points scored. I do like the over tonight. You know, P.J. Washington, he has been on a scoring tear. I actually like DeMar DeRozan to go over his points and assists. I think there was hanging around 27.5, if I can even find it. 27.5 points and assists. He's hit this 8 out of the last 15 games, but I think he should be able to get there. So I do like DeRozan to go over his points and assist prop tonight. And then obviously you want to look inside. There's not a lot of resistance by a team like this. So Nikolai Vucevic, maybe look at maybe his rebounds prop tonight. See if you can get yourself a good number for Big Moose.
P.J. Washington coming off a 43-point performance. He scored 21, 28, and 43 in the last 3 games. Now with the depleted Hornets lineup, he's getting minutes and he's getting looks. He's getting shots and he's finishing and sinking these looks and shots. P.J. Washington over 20.5 points scored.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, we're on the clock. I've got a lot of picks. I'm going to take Virginia Tech. Virginia Tech plus the points. Going to go Virginia Tech and LSU over the number. Let's go Kittley over 16.5. Angel Reese over 20.5. Give me P.J. Washington over 20.5 points scored. Give me the Charlotte Hornets plus the 11.5 points, Coach. What do you got for 7 o'clock Eastern action?
Oh, man, it's like a potpourri of a picks right there.
We got XFL too. XFL. Give me the Arlington Renegades plus 5 and over 37.5. God, I need more money.
All of what he said to the NBA. Give me Rudy Gobert over 12.5 points. Carl Anthony Towns over 33.5 PRA. Give me DeMar DeRozan 28.5 PA. Give me 13.5 RA for Anthony Davis. LeBron James over 26.5 points. Give me, and I'm a Knicks fan, give me the Cavs minus the points. If they've laid, and I haven't seen, I'm just taking a stab at it. If they've laid any points props for Obi Toppin, go over the points props for Obi-Wan Kenobi, because I think he'll get the ball and no game will get out and transition. Give me over the points props for Obi Toppin, which are hanging right now at, I don't even see him, so don't even take Obi Toppin. Go on, man, over 16.5 points.
What about the Raptor props? I think it's a Freddy night. I think Fred Van Fleet hits some threes tonight, Coach. Fred Van Fleet gets to the rack tonight. This is a big game for the Raptors. Like, this is a big game.
Well, it's a big game for the Raptors because if you're just looking at the fact of the scheduling, they're just trying to get themselves, you know, into...
Dude, they're 500 right now. They win this game, they have two games coming up with Charlotte, bro. They can get on a little bit of a run here.
Exactly. And they're only three games behind the Nets, and I think that's another one. Give me the Atlanta Hawks on the money line to win in Brooklyn, and that race for the sixth spot gets real tight.
Man, as a Raptor fan, I need you, Brooklyn. Beat Atlanta tonight. Yo, Sherpin,
where are you at? I'm always bowling.
Hey, everybody. Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.